Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor. Website is normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, we were talking about lab rats, and, you know, back in the college days, university students get invited to become participants where they get injected or consume tablets or drink potions, and then they are monitored for the results to see, you know, toxicity and things like that. What are your thoughts about human guinea pigs, human lab rats?
Well, as long as they have informed consent, I think it's fine. I mean, let's face it, in medical school, I participated in many, many such research projects.
And can you share with us what types of projects you were involved in?
Well, the most dangerous one was one where they took a pint of blood out of you, put you on a tilt table, and rapidly stood you up to see whether your blood pressure dropped. I think of all the ones I took, that was the most serious. But there were others where they would give you intravenous amounts of fluid and check your, you know, what's happening to your blood, or even antibiotics and how it appeared in the semen. And I mean, we had all kinds of odd research going on when I was in medical school.
What about toxicity? What about, here's an insecticide and we want to find a safe level so to see if it's dangerous.
I think I would have been smart enough to say no thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in any that was known to be toxic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like maybe Roundup. So, you know, we're working on this this new product. It's called Roundup, and we want to see, you know, how much a person can take before he dies.
Right. Well, in my opinion, none.
Yeah, right. I'm with you. I was reading a story on the Internet about COVID and SARS. How long does it last on different substrates? So, for example, it seems that it depends on temperature. So, for example, these are Fahrenheit temperatures. So, at 104 degrees, COVID on cotton, so like a cotton shirt, for example, T-shirt or blue jeans, at 104 degrees lasts less than 16 hours, according to this report.
You know, I think that kind of research is really interesting to talk about. But recently, the CDC, the Center for Death Certainty, announced that it did not have a virus. If you don't have a virus, how can you tell how long it lives? I mean, that's typical of the nonsense the CDC's been putting out for the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we are apt to be confused because the information is on both sides. Yes, no. It is so strange. Never in my life have I seen the media have two stories on the same website, you know, one saying yes, one saying no. It's unbelievable. And then it changes, you know, frequently, you know, even multiple times per day. But this story I find fascinating because this appears like it could actually be science. So at 104 degrees Fahrenheit, they say that this, with this particular study, and the study was a CSIRO study, CSIRO, if that's how you pronounce it. At 104 degrees, the COVID virus lasts less than 16 hours. Now, you drop that temperature to 86 degrees Fahrenheit, and it can last 3 days on cotton. And if you drop it a little further to 68 degrees, you know, which is comfortable, less than 14 days. But 14 days is a long time.
Well,
if that's
and
true.
Of course, you're talking about the difference between 68 and 98 or 104. It's going to dehydrate faster at those higher temperatures, too. So it may be related not just to temperature, but to the fact that it loses moisture.
Well, it's a brilliant deduction, Dr. Shealy. Now, here's another substrate or set of substrates. So this would be glass, steel, paper, and banknotes. You know, and banknotes are made with polymers and fibers and so forth. At 104 degrees, 24 hours. It lasts 24 hours. Now, the same substrates at 86 degrees, you know, cooler, last 7 days. And then if you bring it down to 68 degrees, at least 28 days. It's a month. So, you know, Dr. Shealy, seriously, when we think about this, you know, if someone hands us a banknote for change and we're at a 68-degree temperature, you know, it's that virus can be on there for 28 days. Now, most of us have been under the belief that I'll just leave it out in the sun for a few days and everything will be good. Well, that may not be the case. If at 68 degrees, the virus can last on glass and steel and vinyl and paper and, you know, banknotes, 28 days, at least 28 days. That's a huge problem, Dr. Shealy, in as I see it. That means,
yep.
That means we have to be even more careful than before. And so let's move on to just plain old vinyl. Vinyl at 104 degrees, it lasts 48 hours. And it seems like paper banknotes it would last longer. And I'm wondering if that's because there's more to eat. Is that what it is? Could that be that, you know, doesn't the virus need to have some kind of food, or is that not true?
That I do not know. But, I mean, I know it must use some sugar at least, but I don't know.
My grandmother used to say, and I'm talking about in the 1950s, so we're talking around 70 years ago. I remember at least 60 years ago her saying that money's dirty. And she's talking about, you know, Federal Reserve notes, money or silver certificates. Money's dirty. You don't know where it's been. And she was absolutely right. You don't know where it's been. You know, today money is used up to, you know, roll it up and to snort cocaine, and people put it in their underwear and, you know, they touch it with dirty hands. I mean, that's just the beginning, right? So I think she was absolutely right that money is dirty. And maybe...
You know, one of the most interesting things that I have noticed in the current stupidemic is I don't lick envelopes that are gummed if they don't have a plastic over the sticky. I go to the sink and wet my fingers to close the envelope.
Okay, I've been doing that for...
I don't lick envelopes no more.
Well, okay, so that glue that's on the back of an, you know, an old-fashioned, good old-days type envelope was made with horsehide glue as part of the material that was used in that kind of a glue to stick the envelope together when you wet it. Well, when I learned that many, many decades ago, I would take a paper towel, you know, tear off a little corner of a paper towel, wet the paper towel, and then wipe the paper towel onto the envelope and do it that way. And so, yeah, because you don't know where the envelope's been. You don't, it's not considered food, right? That
right.
Glue on the back of an envelope.
It is definitely not food.
Right. So you're right about licking it, not licking it. That's what I think we should do. And as we go down this drain, I suggest that you consider your animals as well. You know, your dogs and cats and your domestic animals. make sure that you don't expose them to things that, that are harmful. Like, you know, if I open a box outside and it has one of those mucilage-type glues on the reinforced paper tape, the security tape on a box that gets shipped here, the chickens will come over and they'll look at that and they'll say, you know, I think that looks edible, and they'll start pecking at it. I want to make sure that they don't eat the glue, they don't eat the fibers, they don't eat the plastic peanuts, you know, for packing. So I'm very careful with what we do with things that could hurt our animals. And just on that line of thinking, antifreeze. Antifreeze, ethylene glycol-based antifreeze, is sweet to the taste. So I have read. I haven't tried it. I'm not going to try it. But
right.
But it will kill your dog or cat, you know, like a teaspoon will kill your dog or cat. So if you have an antifreeze or coolant leak under your car and you back the car out and, you know, if you're pretending to go to work and you back your car out of your driveway so your neighbors think you have a job and you have an antifreeze leak and your cat or dog goes out there, they're going to love it and it can kill them. So please be very, very careful with that. One of the things that we take for granted, Dr. Shealy, is sterilizing thermometers. Now, I remember the good old days, and I'm talking about the really good old days, like in the 60s and the 50s, when if you got an injection, the doctor would rub your arm. There would be this jar with a pump on the top, and they would take out of another jar, a cotton ball, put the cotton ball on top of this pump bottle, and alcohol would be pumped up into this little tray, which was the cap of the bottle and or jar, and it would infuse that ball with alcohol, the cotton ball with alcohol, and then the doctor would rub that on your arm. Then you'd get the injection. And alcohol was used as a sterilizing agent. How would you recommend we sterilize these digital thermometers that are ubiquitous? How do we sterilize them between uses? What's your recommendation?
Well, if you're sticking it into the mouth, I don't think just wiping it with an alcohol sponge, if you will, is adequate. I mean, I think it's okay on the skin, but, you know, when you stick something in the mouth, it's got a lot more sticky stuff left on the thermometer than you've got on your arm on dry skin. So I don't like the idea of sticking. I mean, basically, when I take an oral temperature, I have a plastic sleeve that goes over the thermometer, and I throw that away after every use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes a lot of sense, but I don't know if the average guy or gal is going to have those plastic sleeves. Can we buy them?
Well, if you got, yes, you can. I mean, I bought mine. I bought 50 at a time.
Okay, I've just never seen them for sale. I've never seen them for sale anywhere. Maybe I'm not looking, and well, I don't look anymore, but yeah, I've been to the store in a long time. But okay, so is that like something you can get from a Chinese factory outlet, or is that a medical supply, or what do we do?
You can buy it on the Internet. I think okay. I ordered mine on the Internet.
Okay. All right. And what I've been doing, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, I will wash the thermometer immediately after use, and then I will put drops from one of those squeeze bottles of hydrogen peroxide on it, and I'll let it set for like a few seconds, and then I'll rinse it with water, then I'll wipe it with a clean cloth and let it dry. Is that effective enough, or do I need to do a better job?
That's okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back. And if you have any comments, Dr. Shealy, that you want to share with us about anything, please keep that in mind when we come back.
Warning,
Shealy.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, do you have any comments that you wanted to share with the class?
Well, I checked the Internet while we were on the break, and there are scores of disposable types of covers for thermometers.
Is that what they're called, disposable covers?
Yes.
Okay, that's the nomenclature. Okay, very good. Something very disturbing has caught my attention, Dr. Shuley, and this is about where we are as people. And that is, there was a study about violence. And believe it or not, 8% of both Democrats, and I don't really want to get into politics, but this has to do with the human psyche, the human condition, and the devolving of humanity. But there was a study, 8% of Democrats and 8% of Republicans that were surveyed felt it is legitimate to use violence to advance political goals. Now, that means people will take into their own hands violence to get their way. 8%. That's an enormously high percentage, if you think about it. And we've been mentioning on this broadcast that we feel, or at least I feel, that the Second American Revolution and the Second Civil War have already started, and that no matter who wins the contest for the selection of CEO/President of the United States, whether it be the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate, there will be violence almost immediately, if not immediately.
I agree. Absolutely, okay. Almost certainly.
Okay. So that number was 8%, okay? 8% of Democrats and 8% of Republicans. feel that it's okay. It's legitimate. They feel it's legitimate to use violence to advance political goals. But that was like 3 years ago. Now, the number is way bigger. It's 33% for the Democrats and 36% for the Republicans. So roughly one out of three people who are either one out of three Democrats or one out of three Republicans. And I'm rounding, but not by much.
That's well over 100 million people.
Right. Right. This is a really big deal, Dr. Shealy. And this survey says that they, right now, one out of three, roughly, feels it's okay, it's legitimate to use violence to advance political goals. And we are seeing the tip of that iceberg right now with the rioting, the pulling down of statues. I mean, really, really, statues of people in history in America, we're going to pull them down? Because some people think that it's wrong. Like, believe it or not, Eskimo pies. Now, E-S-K-I-M-O, pie, P-I-E. That is the name of an ice cream treat, if you will. And it was around 100 years ago, plus or minus 1 or 2 years, that Eskimo pies were named because there was a guy who had a store, and one of his customers couldn't decide whether he wanted chocolate bar or chocolate or ice cream. And so he thought, we could put those together. We could take ice cream, coat it with chocolate, and have a new product. And that product was called the Eskimo Pie. Well, it became a brand, and it was 1922. 98 years ago. And they're changing that now because it is considered offensive to use the word Eskimo pie to describe a chocolate ice cream, chocolate-covered ice cream. Can you imagine that? That's where we are today. So people have lost their minds. Now, to me, I learned about the Eskimos in elementary school, and they live in the north where it's really, really cold. Really, really cold. And nobody had this disgruntled-looking caricature of an Eskimo with this ice cream treat. It was kind of like, wow, it's really cold up there. The Eskimo treat is cold. It's got chocolate wrapping, chocolate covering. What a great idea. Nope, not anymore. So Columbus Day may get changed to Indigenous Peoples Day or some other name for the event that celebrated the discovery of the Americas. We've lost our minds, and here we are. So, one out of three people who are Democrats and one out of three Republicans think it's okay to use violence to advance political goals. And Madonna, remember, she talked about blowing up the White House 4 years ago?
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House and Congress have restarted last-ditch talks toward a coronavirus relief deal that includes a second round of stimulus checks. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump is open to making a deal with Democrats.
President Trump actually has always said, I've heard him say it in the Oval, As far as the key elements are concerned, the checks, the unemployment assistance, the small business assistance, we've got to help airlines out, he would go further. He's always said that. He knows that we need as much power for economic recovery as possible.
Senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee are continuing to make opening statements in the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Judicial Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham saying the nation's important business must continue even during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia says she will introduce a resolution condemning House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for politicizing the 25th Amendment after the California Democrat announced last week a bill to create a commission on president capacity to determine whether the 25th Amendment would be needed. Pelosi, who has repeatedly questioned President Trump's fitness in office since he was diagnosed with the coronavirus, claims the legislation was not about the president. Republicans and the president, though, believe she's trying to politicize the amendment with just weeks before the November 3rd election. A governor is heading into quarantine after being exposed to someone with the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has a story.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and his family are quarantining at home after being exposed to a member of their security detail who tested positive for coronavirus. The trooper drove with the governor on Saturday before finding out about his positive test. Beshear and his family have tested negative so far, but the governor says they've gone into quarantine out of caution. But he'll continue to do his daily coronavirus press conferences from an empty room in the governor's mansion.
But we want to make sure we're setting the example and that we're also keeping other people around us safe, that we're walking the walk, not just talking the talk. So we're here in an empty part of the mansion with just the two of us and a camera, and that's the way I'm going to be doing my 4 p.m.s at least through this week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about Americans' predisposition to violence to advance their political goals. And one out of three Democrats and one out of three Republicans think it's okay, think it's acceptable to use violence to advance their political goals. So what does that tell you? Well, it tells me that there's one almost certain thing about the election, that regardless of who wins, there will be violence. That's what that tells me. It's been telling me that for months, and I've been reporting that here on USA Prepares, and so have other instructors, and Dr. Shuley has been in agreement. And so, in the past, when we had an election 4 years ago. You know, Madonna was talking about blowing up the White House. This was like a fantasy. And in the 2016 election. And she was not arrested. And so here's a person, a public person, who is talking about this fantasy of blowing up the White House. And could that incite violence? Of course it could. And then you have this other person, who I consider to be of low IQ, Kathy Griffin. So she held up this bloody-looking head of President Donald Trump in effigy. Okay, a cut-off, severed head, like something that was the end product of the use of a guillotine. And she held that up, and she wasn't arrested. So we have people who have demonstrated that violence seems to be okay with them. And that was 4 years ago, and that's when the numbers were 8% of Americans, or Democrats and Republicans, thought that violence was okay. Let's see, we've got Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen, Dr. Shealy and Vince, both. I have a thought on that, Vince, because I've been thinking about it for quite a while. You know, the quote, for lack of a better term, the quote-unquote Republican right was not at any point in any of these things happening in the country, even when Obama was elected and things, they were not inciting violence. But since Trump has been elected, the leftists and the communists are inciting violence. And when the sleeping majority of the law-abiding people have had enough and they wake up, it's going to be like, you know, the kitty cat swatting at the grizzly bear, because the repercussions of the violence that is being perpetrated in the United States right now by a lot of these communists are changing the attitude of the ones that are peaceful into thinking that, sure, violence is going to be met and destroyed, and it's going to be put down, because violence begets violence, and you have to use violence to overcome violence. There's only going to be one winner in this in this war, and if the communists win, there will be nothing but a socialistic, communistic, dictatorial government. And so it's like they're pushing you into a civil war, whether you like it or not. And anyway, that's my thinking on it.
Dr. Shealy, any comments?
I agree with you all the way, Big Blue.
You know, back in the 60s, Nikita Khrushchev was at the United Nations, and he, I don't have the quote in front of me, but I believe he said, "We will bury you." And he was the head of the Communist Party. Do you remember anything like that, Kyle?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and you know, he said, "We'll take America without firing a shot," but that failed under, Obama, and, you know, because there was enough good people. And so they have no problem. And this is the hard thing. You know, I was talking to another young guy the other day, and he's ex-military. And I said to him, you know, the problem in this country right now, in my opinion, is that the sleeping giant, so to speak, the regular general GDP, as you and I both have called them, are not awake yet to the fact that we're in a war. And it's like I told him, I said, if you were sent into a place with no ammunition, but they sent you a gun and backpack and food supply and stuff, but no ammunition, because they didn't really believe you were in a war, what kind of outcome do you think would happen? And so the reality is, the American people have to wake up and understand that these people inciting violence are already starting a war. They are. I mean, and Vince, in actuality, you think that in using violence to protect yourself or to, for a lack of a better term, affect a particular end is necessary sometimes. And you and I both agree that that is true, because if somebody comes on my property inciting violence, then I'm going to use violence to put them down. But you know what I mean? And so there's a certain point at which there is not much of a choice for anybody. You agree or not?
I agree that if we are under attack, we will respond. With whatever force is necessary to protect ourselves. Now, I don't think that our plan is to go out and beat people up, but if they want to come and take what we have, it's going to be terrible. It's going to be terrible because it's not going to be easy. It's going to be lead first, at least. And 60 years ago, Nikita Khrushchev, I found a quote. He said, quote, "Your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find you already have communism. We will not have to fight you. We will so weaken your economy until you fall like overripe fruit into our hands. The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not." That was in 1959, and he delivered that prediction for America at the United Nations in New York City. So, I remember that. I remember that. I was very young, but I remember that, and it was a big deal. And so Nikita Khrushchev, the head of the Communist Party, told us that he was going to bury us. They weren't going to have to fire a shot. We will collapse from within, and here we are. Here we are. We are collapsing from within. There are stupid people who want what those who have worked very hard for have earned. Now, I'm not talking about Wall Street stealing money and fleecing people. Those people don't deserve what they have achieved, in my opinion. And I had that, by the way, I had that discussion with the family last night. I said, so, you know, let's say Jim Cramer, you know, of the Wall Street gang shows up and things have gotten really bad. You all want to help him? And the answer is hardly. Hardly. We don't feel it is necessary for us to help people who have been fleecing for their own monetary gains, beating people up, stealing from them, you know, etc. We're not going to help them. We're not doing it. So that those days are over. Any other comments?
I have one other thought, Vince. And,
sure.
And this is something I've been considering as well. If you wait until they show up at your door or the edge of your property, it's too late. Because if you are facing, you and whoever you've got there are facing 200 or 300 people, even if they don't have the same kind of weapons that you do, it's too late. I'm considering this. I'm just thinking about it out loud here with you, but I've been thinking about it for a while, that the reality is if you wait that long, you're going to be overrun, and everything that you have done will be for nothing, because they'll take it all. And this is just me thinking out loud a little bit here on the air. Maybe not a really great thing to do, but I'm just sitting and considering people that are willing to go and meet these people and put them and stop them where they are, rather than waiting till those people get enough momentum and people behind them that they can and will and do show up at your door.
But I've been recommending I've been recommending the series Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, exclamation point. It was filmed in the 1960s. Now, the 1960s, early 60s, that was 15 years after World War II had ended. It ended in 1945. And a lot of GIs came back home, and they were starting their families and building their lives as family units. And there was a lot of sacrifice, and there was a lot of death and destruction worldwide. Well, Combat was set in France, and it was a squad of GIs, U.S. Army, and what it was like, the suffering, the scarcity, the freezing cold, the social situations. And on a number of, there's 5 years worth of this series, and it is absolutely brilliant, and my new favorite best actor, bar none, is Vic Morrow. His facial expressions, his use of words in the dialogue, he directed a number of these episodes. But the knocks came on the door. A couple of our guys would be in a farmhouse taking shelter because they were wounded. The knock would come on the door. It would be the SS outside, the Nazi SS outside. And what do you do? How do you answer the door? Do you not answer the door? And it was always a dilemma. And that's why I've recommended so many, for so many reasons, that our class get this series, either watch it on YouTube. It's available, as David in Illinois said, it's all available for free on YouTube. I suggest you watch it as a family. It is riveting. And what are you going to do when the knock comes on the door? Are you going to answer it? Or are you not going to answer it? And if you don't answer it, is it likely that the door is going to be bashed in? And the answer is, yeah, it probably will be bashed in. Okay. And when it's bashed in, what are you going to do next? Are you going to squeeze that trigger? Or are you going to put your hands up? What are you going to do? Or, while there's a knock on the door, are a few of you going to run outside the back door and the side door with rifles? And are you going to put these guys who are at your front door in the crossfire?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. Kyle in Montana is with us on the phone. Dr. Shealy, do you mind if I read that email that you just sent me about Lou Rockwell and the November election? Is that okay with you?
Of course.
Okay. Class, Dr. Shealy sent me this. Dateline, August 29, 2020, lourockwell.com. Quote, and those two opposing, and when those two opposing groups clash in D.C., shots will be fired. And civil war number two will begin. Leftist minions in every major metropolitan area in America will come out of their basements and make the current riots seem like a practice run. It will go badly for anyone unable to protect their home and their family. End quote. I agree completely with those words. Dr. Shealy?
Well, I think the chances are 100% civil war. We're on the verge already.
Okay.
So class, after the election or over the next month after the election, it'll begin.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Soon after the election. So you can take that as that night, the next day, or even if, well, we don't know who won and we're going to have to count, and we could go into constitutional crisis. This is a very serious time. And we're only talking, I believe, 23 days. 23 days. So if you knew with relative certainty that things were going to get very, very scary, very dangerous in 23 days, what would you do? What would you do? Well, we've been preparing you for this for 10 years, Dr. Shealy and I, as well as the faculty of USA Prepares, Kyle as well. We've been preparing you for this for 10 years. Here it is. So if you believe that in 23 days things would get very, very serious, what would you do? Would you get what you need now, or would you say, well, listen, it's going to be all right, it'll all work out? Would you get what you need? We are getting what we need at the fastest we can. And we're not wasting money. We're being very deliberate. And I suggest you consider doing the same thing. Like soap, like washcloths, like towels, like linens, like food, like everything you could possibly need, spare parts for whatever. If you're thinking your vehicles, if you're thinking, geez, that old jalopy isn't working so good, I need to get a starter, I'll get it, you know, in a couple months when the price goes down, you ought to get it now if you need it. The fan belts, the water pumps, the antifreeze, the lubricants, the oil, the change for the chainsaw. So I've decided during this broadcast that on Friday I will take 2 hours and I will go down the list of things I think you need to get immediately. That'll be on Friday. So it'll be just me on Friday. Dr. Shuley, any comments?
Well, the time has come, the walrus. Get ready. Prepared.
Kyle? Kyle, your thoughts?
Well, I agree completely. Hang on just a second, Vince. Let me get out of the wind chimes here just a little bit. It's starting, the wind's picking up around here. But sorry about that. But what I was going to say is, don't just think in terms, folks, if you're preparing, don't just think in terms of the next 2 or 3 months. What would happen if you knew, what do you think people would have done differently going into the last depression if they could have prepared for the time, for all of that time, if they could have done the best they could then? In other words, prepare for a year, 2 years, 3 years. Think about that. And nobody's going to cover it all, but do the best that you can so that your transition into having practically nothing is slowed down and it gives you time to react and think things through.
Okay, so how long did the last, you know, the first Great Depression last, class? 1929 through 1945, the end of World War II. That's how long it lasted. And what pulled us out of the first Great Depression? World War II. It took a world war, literally, to pull us out of the first Great Depression. It might take another world war to pull us out of the one that has already started. So, as Kyle said, if you knew, what would you do? Oh, a great way of thinking of it. What would you do? What would you do? Would you rally your family together? Do you have a plan? Do you have a plan to get your family all in one place so you don't have to worry about them? Do you? Do you have the water, the shelter, the tools, the books, everything? And it's impossible to get if you haven't started, it's going to be impossible to get everything. Unless your name is Bezos, Gates, or Buffett, or Soros, you're not going to have enough money to get all the things you need immediately. Plan, have your meeting today. Have your meeting today and jump on it first thing tomorrow morning. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for being with us. It's always delightful broadcasting with you. Class, we have no idea what's coming. In terms of, well, we know what's coming, but we have no idea how bad and how long it's going to be. I think 20 years, but... Dr. Shuley, thank you for being with us and sharing your expertise. Kyle, thank you for being with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.